Hey, David, I want to bring in CNN's newest political commentator, President Obama's former press secretary, Jay Carney. Very happy that Jay is joining us. Thanks for being here. Jay, obviously, welcome to CNN. When you left your job as press secretary, could you have envisioned the president having to address the nation on primetime television about ISIS, particularly for this president who campaigned on ending the war in Iraq, getting out of Afghanistan, to now be in the position of essentially launching an open-ended military campaign?
Well, I think the point you're making is absolutely accurate, that it is ironic, of course, given how this president was elected, the policies that he laid out, that he is having to do this. But to answer your specific question, yes, I could envision it, because I left in late June, and the threat posed by ISIS was already apparent. They had already moved dramatically across and into Iraq and taken so much territory, and the counterattack had not yet begun. I think that any president has to play the hand he's dealt, and the president in this case, President Obama, even back when he was a candidate for office for Senate, made clear that he opposed going into Iraq, but he didn't oppose war itself, or all war. And I think he's made clear that as president, he's more than willing and able to make the tough calls to go after the most threatening terrorists in the world, wherever they are. I mean, that certainly is demonstrated by his record against core al-Qaeda, against elements in Yemen and Somalia, notwithstanding what Speaker Gingrich said accurately about the state of those countries. And I think he made clear tonight, in more forceful terms than I even expected, that we will be taking strikes in Syria, which I think is an important threshold.